Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Hatbacker.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. Let's kick things off the way we like to on a Friday show with our good friend, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, how you doing?
Good. I'm so happy it's Friday.
Yeah, it feels so good. Feels so good to say that.
Yeah.
And Brittany, I mean, imagine this is going to be a really quick segment for you. We got nice weather through the weekend.
That's it. It's nice. So long, everybody.
Yeah, she can get to her weekend here.
Right. I know. I was thinking, okay, we just got to have the three S's with us this weekend. A smile, the sunglasses, and probably some shorts, especially for Sunday.
Wow.
That's you. Boom, boom, boom. Dead on. You're right. Yeah. That's the way I'm thinking of it all summer.
Right.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It's going to be feeling like summer on Mother's Day because today's highs in the mid-70s. We'll slide a little bit tomorrow to the low 70s, and then we pop to about 80 degrees on Sunday, and we hold the low 80s into Monday, Tuesday, and I'm telling you, by the end of next week, we're going to be into the mid-80s. So summer weather is settling in.
Here it comes.
Yep.
Feels good already.
It's going to get a little bit muggy, too, next week. So keep that in mind. Enjoy the crisp, comfortable heat this weekend.
All right.
How long before we hear people make complaining about the mugginess? Like, I would say a day or two. You usually get a day or two of it.
Give it like 6 hours.
And she's an expert. She knows what she's talking about. We appreciate you so much, Brittany. One more time, congrats again about the WBAs this past weekend and everything. Mm-hmm. Couldn't be prouder or happier for you. Well deserved.
Thank you so, so very much. That means the world to me. You guys are the best.
You have a great weekend. We'll talk Monday.
You too. Thanks.
See ya.
Best in the business right there. Now we got proof. Now everybody knows. We already knew she was the best.
Yep, she's got the hardware to prove it.
That's right. I feel like Brittany should walk around with them, like figure out some way to like carry.
Like in a backpack or something like that. Oh, look what I have here. Oh, look at my WBA award right here.
There was a writer I worked with a little bit out in California that had a Emmy. And it wasn't that they wanted like as an ensemble thing as on a writing team and everything and something I can't remember, but yeah, they literally carried it around with them almost everywhere, and I thought it was a joke. I thought they were doing it as a bit. It was not.
No,
it was not. A bit.
We want to keep this with us. It's very inspiring.
I keep around my Bloodstone award I won in high school. My backpack.
Yeah, you got it there.
We got some fun stuff to get into this show and this Friday, as every Friday is jam packed. Everybody, not only do we have the El Cafe birthday and anniversary clip for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Yes. Got all that lined up for you. Very and after nice. Our news, sports, and entertainment break, we will have our star of the day with our friends from Culver's.
It's Friday. It's time for it.
Seth and I will play a famous TV theme song. You call up, get the answer right, and just like that, you win a kids and adult meal from our friends from Culver's.
Delicious.
Along with all of that, longtime listeners know that we do this every Friday. We got something new that we're doing on Fridays here. We're giving away Brewer tickets.
Brewer tickets. Yes. We are. Yes. This is very cool.
Every Friday, we are going to be doing this throughout all the way to August. Mm-hmm. We are doing this, and we are able to thanks to our partnership with the Civic Media's partnership with the Milwaukee Brewers.
That's right.
While we're not able to play Brewer games here at WFHR and WIRI, you can go ahead and use that Civic Media app to find Brewer games all up and down that.
You know, it's funny that we I think we're the network like local Wisconsin network that has the most affiliates for the Brewers.
Yeah,
that's why we get all these tickets. That's awesome. And that's why we get to give them away.
They know us by name. Over
they do
there,
now. Yes,
in counties. I almost said county stadium.
Wow, do that. flashback there.
Well, don't go to county stadium, everybody. No. There's no games being played there. But we do have a chance for you to win some tickets to get to the Friday, May 16th Minnesota game.
Yes,
and all you've got to win is just text us a keyword. I'll give it to you before the end of the segment. Oh, that was cruel. Why do they do that?
That's what in the business we call a teaser.
Oh, that's so cruel.
It's a teaser for you all out there.
But I wanted to start off the show because we'll get into some entertainment news. We're going to talk Mother's Day, and then a clock hour, we're going to dive into some really fun stuff for you in there, and more Mother's Day stats and topics for you and everything.
Sure.
As we get everybody ready for Mom's Day coming up. Real quick, I got a chance to see Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's production Noises Off yesterday.
Very good.
The gang was back at it. They were getting back into the swing of things after having a couple of days away, although I couldn't tell.
No.
Because everybody was on point yesterday.
Nice.
You worry, for the audience that hasn't done this before, you and I, old theater heads, that Thursday show coming back from a break, you want to get back into your routine, back into the swing, get the energy right, all of those things. And it can be difficult to do, to manufacture that, to build on that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the beauties of having a good ensemble cast and a big cast is you have at least... Figure two people might not feel that way, but two other people do.
Right.
And it, you know, it is an infectious thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so cool to see the right out the gate, this they were going at it and they were ready to just do this and have some fun. It's a wonderful play. I do think that it'd be a good idea to let everybody know it's a little longer than your usual play. And not by much, but I would say a little bit. But it's so it lands, you don't feel it.
Right, it's fast paced. It's really moving along.
Usually, one of the things that hurts theater sometimes, especially with modern audiences, is set changes, and you know how long those can take. You have any good director is going to be timing these set breaks
right.
and seeing how long these are taking, keeping that on point and everything. With a show like this, it's got to be one of the bigger concerns going into when you're first reading the script. If you're Melissa and you're sitting there first reading that script, it's got to be one of those things that you have a concern. About how do I do this? How do I segue between this?
Right.
Melissa figured out the perfect way to do it. Perfect way to do it. Maybe one of the best ways I've ever... No, not maybe. It is one of the best ways I've ever... I've seen a lot of theater in my life.
Sure.
I've never seen anybody do this kind of... I felt like I almost seen two shows.
Wow.
I almost felt like I had two shows going on with this one while they both interscened perfectly.
Wow.
This is an incredible cast, and I'm a diehard fan of Mike Egrins, and any chance to see Mike, I enjoy. And as usual, he killed it and was amazing out there. I mentioned to her, but I thought Laura did a fantastic job playing a character that isn't typically for somebody maybe in her ilk, and she made it hers.
Mm.
I look at that character that way now.
Mm-hmm.
These actors that I haven't seen before on the stage, including some new people, all just killed it, just nailed it. But I do want to take a moment and shout out Amber Fate, who I haven't gotten to see on the stage that much, but I've worked with a little, actually more off stage than I have on. And I saw this as, oh, well, this is a chance I get to see Amber completely, not just working with her. I'm actually in a seat here getting to see her. Some of those set changes, her and the behind-the-scenes crew, along with Laura, have to really make those work.
Yes.
And they have to be timed. They have to, honestly, it's kind of got to be fast paced.
Mm-hmm.
But the way they did it, it didn't feel that way.
Mm.
It felt smooth in the transition. And for the audience to get to see the literal behind the scenes of it, which is so integral to the play of Noises Off.
Right.
It just was so intertwined so perfectly. It was such a fun show.
Wow.
And I have to be honest, I was sitting a lot closer than I usually sit. I was supposed to go with, my mom was supposed to go, and she wasn't feeling well and everything. So I was sitting there, and I was sitting between a lot of older guests.
Yeah.
A lot of unwrapping of candy. a lot of things that, I'm always honest with you guys, drive me insane.
Right.
I get so locked into anything I'm watching. We're talking commercials, TV shows, movies, plays, anything. So any noise drives me insane. Breathing can drive. I'm not right. I'm insane myself. So this isn't on them. This is on
right.
me. But I was so locked in, I didn't notice any of it.
Wow.
It didn't really bother me.
Impressive.
It was just a credit to the actors, a credit to the vision, and the incredible placement of so much of the timing of this play.
Right.
That, again, having a couple of days off and even having a rehearsal on Wednesday, you worry about that. You guys got nothing to worry about.
That's great.
You're going to get two more shows, and they are going to be fantastic.
Yes, I'm going on Saturday. I'm going for the finale, and I'm very excited. Can't wait to see it on. And, of course, Melissa would tell you like she has already. It's a credit to the whole cast and crew, the set builders. I mean, it is every it's amazing. Every play is like its own community. you know, everyone coming together to do this one goal. We have this one purpose, and it's amazing, amazing what you can pull off.
I was really impressed, and you will be too. Get your tickets for Noises Off. Two more shows, one tonight at 7 and a 2 o'clock matinee tomorrow to wrap everything up.
Nice.
Congratulations to Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater on a great 50th season.
Yeah, amazing.
I do want to shout out the play selection committee as well for choosing this one. It is a not something that you do lightly.
It's kind of risky, actually. It's a little risky.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. This is a lot to put on a community theater play.
Yeah, it is.
To do a show like this. Mm-hmm. So certainly to the staff that built that set, all the crew behind the scenes, and again, to WRCT and the board and everybody, well done. Well done. This is a great season. And you guys did nailed this 50th season right.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to that 51st. But before that, looking forward to the kids' shows. Got the castings for that out. Go ahead and check that out, everybody, if you're curious. Want to see what there is. And they'll be at Lunch by the River. They're going to have karaoke in the studio. We got so much to talk about with WRCT.
Yes.
It's going to be a fun summer.
It's going to be awesome.
We go, naturally, Seth, from transitioning from theater to Bears.
Yes.
It's a natural transition.
It is. Bears riding unicycles with little hats and tutus on. Yes,
well done.
It's right up there.
Wow, well done. Just pulled that one out of the ether. Nice and done.
Who thought that was entertaining? I don't know. It's the weirdest thing, anyway.
Who was sitting there looking at a wild bear and was like, you know what I need to do?
What I'm going to do?
It needs a Shriner hat. It needs a Shriner hat. And
ride a unicycle. Yeah, there you go.
Because that's a good idea. Just like it's we are a news station, so we need to cover certain things, I think. And we've been talking about animals, you know, showing up in a mall or run, you know, like especially here in Wisconsin, deer showing
everywhere,
up
everywhere,
or something like that. This is nothing new, and these next two stories are like that. But there is something new going on, I think.
Okay.
One, we've talked about plenty about environment and food and how nature will always find a way.
Yeah.
We've seen this with polar bears. Polar bears up in Antarctica and everything, they're losing food more and more. So what are they doing? They're not just dying off. They're moving to other climates.
Where the food is.
Yeah. Which you're getting now you're getting polar bears and black bears mating. So you're getting these super bears now. So way to go, everybody. That's great. I'm sure that's going to end well. An Ohio beekeeper received an alert from his surveillance cameras that showed his apiary being raided by another local resident, a bear.
Oh, well, it's honey.
It's not the bear's fault.
No.
I'm not going to blame the bear.
We all know that bears love honey.
They're going to find it.
If we learn nothing from Pooh Bear, I'm telling you.
Come on. I mean, Winnie the Pooh tried to teach every single one of this.
Honey, they love honey.
I mean, he gets stuck every time. And he knows he's going to get stuck, but he still did it. You gotta think if you're Piglet, like after the fifth or sixth time, it's like, nah, man, I'm going to get something to eat. Like, yeah. But Piglet, you gotta help me. Like, nah, I'm done. You gotta learn.
Yes.
Lose 5 pounds, Piggy.
Come on, man.
Come on. Jeff Bonner, who has been beekeeping for just over a year in the Bezetta Township, said that his motion-activated cameras alerted him to activity around his hives. Bonner rushed to the apiary and found that the bear had already been gone along with one of his hives.
The bear took the whole thing?
Yeah, he said the hive had been home to 10,000 to 50,000 bees. He literally ate a whole hive of bees.
Oh my goodness.
I thought that they just scooped in there and grabbed the honey.
Yeah, you've seen, you know, like the videos of bears going after like an actual hive out in the wilderness, and then just kind of like reaching in and scraping it, you know, and whatever, right? Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry if I'm just being a city boy and being naive here, everybody, but are bears not allergic or don't feel bee stings?
Like, maybe they don't.
Because I've seen plenty of videos of this, and they're just ripping those things open, getting stung, and they don't care
one bit.
I don't know. Maybe you just build up a tolerance to it or something.
They
do.
They just want that. They want the honey so bad. I love the idea of this bear coming across the apiary, you know, with all the, you know, the stacks that you see there and everything. And it's like, oh, that's a quick trip. All right, I'll take this one, you know.
Well, and to that point, Seth, this is the main story I wanted to get to. Bears can open doors.
Which is kind of a scary thought.
Yeah.
A little terrifying that bears can open doors now. Yeah.
Like, Bears, a bear opens unlocked vehicle doors, roots around for food is what the story is. A home security camera in Colorado captured the moment a bear opened the door to a parking car and climbed inside to root around for food. The video recorded outside a home's garage on the north east side of the Breckenridge shows the bear wandering up to the parked car, uses its paw to open the unlocked passenger side front door. Not only does this, Seth, does it on its first try.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I'm telling you.
Should we be worried more about bears? I mean, seriously, we, you know, all these things that were AI and all these other things, maybe the bears are the ones that will inherit the earth. Maybe we should be worrying more about them.
They've always been the perfect, like, machine, the perfect, right. like, animal. There's no weakness on a bear, no. You know, other than them sleeping.
Yeah, like, they have to take a long nap in the winter. Other than that, you know.
Now, I can say this as a Chicagoan. If you really want to protect yourself from bears, what you need to do is right outside your home and your lawn, create an end zone. You create an end zone, and no bear can get over it. Trust me. Trust me, everybody.
I love the idea. Just stop. There's like, why is that bear not coming any closer? I don't understand. He's like, well, we put an end zone right there.
If you pretend you are a quarterback, the bear will not be able to recognize you. It can't see quarterbacks. Has no idea what a quarterback is.
But they may be elected the next pope. So, yes, you know, yes, we have, yes. you always have that.
It's a little give and take as a Chicagoan. little give and take on that one. We will my whole family is so mad at me right now. I mentioned those brewer tickets, everybody.
Yes.
What you need to do to win these brewer tickets is pull up that Civic Media app that you got on your phone.
Yep.
Nobody deletes apps, so of course you've got it. If you don't get it. Get on over
to free. It's easy. Yeah, pull it up.
Not only because we want you to take us with you wherever you go, you're able to keep up to date on all the things we have going on over here.
Yep.
But and of course, follow Civic Media up and down the state with all of our brother and sister stations all around the state. But also, so you can text us things like your birthdays and anniversaries.
Yep.
Or if you got comments on something we're talking about and you can't call in,
text us
and to win stuff. We do our text to win stuff all the time.
Yeah, we got another one coming up at the end of the month too.
Yeah. Yeah. So get ready. You know, text us the keyword for today, everybody. Play. P-L-A-Y. Text that to us through the Civic Media app and get yourself a chance to win some tickets for the Friday, May 16th game, Brewers versus Minnesota Twins.
Yes. Darn, I can't win those.
Yeah, that's a shame. That's
a bummer.
The one game, one of the one games that you would have wanted there. Go ahead and get that. And we'll meet you at the ballpark, everybody. Text us at the keyword play. We'll get that word to you a couple of times before the end of the hour.
All right.
We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right here on Morning Show at WFHR. You heard the boys. Time to do some celebrating with our friends at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite segments of the day. We get to celebrate you and talk about our great friends at El Cafe. Treat yourself. Get on over there right now. 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Mm-hmm. We appreciate the gang over there sponsoring this segment, giving us the chance to do this. We're the only ones doing this.
That's right.
We're able to thanks to El Cafe. Get on over there, everybody. And keep in mind, it's a Friday. That means they got their fish fry. They're open late over there.
Open late with some excellent fish fry that they have. Oh, so good.
Wish him a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Say hello to our friends over there at El Cafe today. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. info@WFHR.com. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages, whether it's WFHR or WIRI. And we encourage you to call us.
715-424-2600. And because you're texting in the word already, you got the Civic Media app up right now. Just call us by clicking on the button right there and you'll get right through to us.
Encourage you to do it, everybody. Looking forward to hanging out and talking with you. Let's go ahead. Of course, we got to get our qualifiers here.
Yeah, so let's do it.
Need a one or a two.
One.
All right. That gives us that one right there. And another one or a two.
One again.
Okay, that worked out. That might have saved us right there. And on Sunday, a one or a two.
Two. Okay. I'll mix it up a little bit.
Wow, then. You really got this. Sorry. There was actually a couple. I'll get into this in a moment. But
all right.
So first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Sawyer Black.
Happy birthday, Sawyer.
Enjoy your day. You are indeed a comic book character.
Yes. It sounds like, doesn't it, though?
That's a comic book name right there.
Yeah, and a secret identity for whoever, you know, for Moss Man or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Great name. But as a side note, if you are in the room when it's revealed that Clark Kent Kent is Superman. Do you feel like a fool? Like if you didn't catch that, like if it, like he just takes the glasses off and like, oh my god, it's Superman. Like you would feel pretty foolish, right? Like how did I not see this beforehand?
I like the idea of someone being confused not by the glasses, by the fact that he's got the spit curl on his. He's like, wait a minute, Clark Kent never had that, and now he's. Oh my god, why I
got the spit curl? That's what did it. There it is. And a happy birthday today to our qualifier, Tiffany Yule.
Tiffany, congratulations and happy birthday.
Wishing you a great day, Tiffany. Mm-hmm. Enjoy. Taking a look at Saturday birthdays, I was a little worried how this might work out because he doesn't technically work here, but he's here a lot. Our great friend, you heard him this week, Phil Hartley.
Phil Hartley. Yes, happy birthday to you tomorrow, sir. And yes, no, he doesn't technically work here, so he can qualify, but no qualification for you today,
Not this year, Phil. Maybe next year. Yep. Although, I'll tell you, Phil, he's always got a smile on his face, always in good spirits. Mm-hmm. And we certainly appreciate the work that Quality Plus Printing, WAM Incorporated, put into this community. 100%. You see their name all over stuff.
Yep.
As a side note, yesterday I got to see Phil. I ran into him at the play, mm-hmm. and was looking at the pamphlets. For the show.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I've never seen him like that, Seth.
Really? Like
not only the detail and getting to see everybody having a chance to, you know, mm-hmm. thank the audience and thank their loved ones and everything, not just the actors, but the people in the crew and stuff.
Which sure.
They got to do that more often.
They do. I agree.
I want more of that. I want more pictures of the crew. I want to know the mm-hmm. people behind the scenes, all of that stuff. The layout, the pictures, the feel of it. I feel like it's going to sound like I'm exaggerating. I'm not. Go ahead and check them out, everybody. Right. They're really, really well done.
Cool.
Nice job by Quality Plus Printing. And
good job,
of course, Phil joins us on the Sunrise Show every Wednesday at 105.5 WIRI. Yep. He'll be with us at the kickoff, the 8 o'clock hour.
Yep.
With our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Yeah.
Be sure to join us for that. Of course. Enjoy your weekend, Phil. Have a great
indeed.
One. And our qualifier for Saturday, Bonnie Renmeister.
Bonnie, congratulations. Happy birthday.
It's another great name.
Yep.
Bonnie, it's a great name. Enjoy the day, Bonnie. Hope it's a good one for you. And Sunday, everything wrapping up. We first off want to wish Civic Media's own John Scott a happy birthday.
John, happy birthday to you, sir.
John's great.
Yeah, he's more recent addition here, our marketing guru. Congratulations on being another year older, John. No.
Yes, yes.
Happy birthday to you, sir.
And a very happy birthday to our own Mayor Matt Zacker.
Oh, happy birthday, Mayor Zacker.
I was a little worried about him qualifying because about how that might look.
But
he did not qualify.
That's
right. Maybe next year, Matt. And great guy. Mm-hmm. Not even talking politics or anything like that. I've really gotten to enjoy getting to know Matt, mm-hmm. talking with him and everything. And certainly when you want what you want out of a mayor is somebody who not only what they campaign on, they back up and they mm-hmm. truly do believe, but somebody that believes in your community, somebody that's a part of your community you see out and about in the community. Check. He's been doing it all.
You know, what I've appreciated about the last couple of mayors that we've had here in Wisconsin Rapids, these are some like level-headed, you know, patient mayors that we've had. They have, you know, there's been crazy things happening. Remember when Mayor Blazer first took over, you know, all of a sudden COVID hit.
Yeah.
And he did a great job of, you know, of shepherding the city through that crisis and everything. And you know, some of the other stuff that comes up, you know, in big politics that they have to deal with here on the local level.
Yeah.
He's done a great job of just, you know, keeping us cool, you know, doing level headed. So I do appreciate that about him.
We've been really fortunate. I feel like the last handful, if not all the mayors that we've had, are the right mayor at the right time.
Exactly.
You know, the right mayor for that time period.
So,
Happy birthday Sunday,
happy
Matt.
Happy birthday.
And a happy anniversary to our qualifiers on Sunday, Mike and Kathy Moran.
Mike and Kathy, congratulations and happy anniversary on Sunday.
Yeah, happy anniversary, you two. Congratulations. Yep. You're our qualifiers on Sunday. Thank you to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Quick look at celebrity birthdays for today and the weekend. Today, Prince Fielder is 41.
Wow.
Former Ranger, Brewer, all of that. He and his dad, Cecil, are the only father and son combination to hit 50 home run seasons.
That's right.
And just one of the most interesting stats ever. They each had 319 career home runs.
I mean, you can't script that.
Baseball.
That's just baseball.
Oh, that's just baseball.
Amazing.
Rosario Dawson is 46. Ahsoka in The Mandalorian and Osaka, the Boba Fett movie, Rent, wow. Men in Black 2, Sin City, Grindhouse.
I just realized she's just a little bit younger than me. Wow, yeah, that's amazing. I could have had a chance.
Yeah, no, right, I hear you. No, we didn't. Never.
So far out of my league.
You and me both. I adore her, though. She's awesome.
She's an amazing actor.
She is
fantastic. Yeah.
Let's see here. Dave Gahan is 63, Depeche Mode's lead singer, songwriter. And that's saying something that he's 63 because this man has survived like 4 or 5 different run-ins with death.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
John Colbert is 64, Aiden on Sex and the City, the disc jockey on Northern Exposure, My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Oh, gosh. That's a nice career, yeah.
He's never aged either, John Colbert. He just seems to be the same.
Lucky duck.
Couple of musicians to celebrate. Tom Pedersen is 75, Cheap Trick's longtime bassist and founder of the Rock Youth Speech, a project that helps autistic kids learn to communicate through music.
Really?
I didn't know
about that.
He's awesome. I mean,
Cheap Trick is a great group. I mean, they're great all
He's
around,
not but. Just a great bass player. Mm-hmm. You go ahead and look at any picture of that man, and that's what everybody wants to be. Like as far as a band, like just the look. He's a great player, very talented and everything, but he never looks like he's out there working his tail off or something. He just looks like he's having fun.
He's having fun, relaxed, being cool, just laid back.
Usually a cigarette in the mouth.
Those are the best bassists. Those are the best ones.
And Billy Joel, the piano man, is 76 today.
Wow. What a career.
I'm not even going to waste the audience's time and go through every hit song of Billy Joel's. Just one of the greatest songwriters we've ever had. Still performing, still selling out Madison Square Garden and all that.
Yeah, he's a remarkable guy.
Candace Bergen is 79. Murphy Brown is 79.
Man,
love Candace Bergen.
Boy, she had an interesting career. Of course, from a Hollywood family, Edgar Bergen was her father.
Yeah,
and so she had to grow up with a dummy as a brother.
The great, the wonderful James L. Brooks is 85. One of the three men who developed The Simpsons, co-creator of the Mary Tyler Moore Show and Taxi. James L. Brooks has got a career.
And also, directed several very good movies. Broadcast News, As Good as It Gets. I mean, he is an amazing entertainment guy. He's done everything you can think of. He's had hit shows. He's had great movies. He's had all these other things. Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, or you haven't seen it in a while, watch Broadcast News. As soon as you can.
Good movie.
It not only that, and not only a great movie, timely right now. Very timely.
Yeah,
The great Albert Finney would have been celebrating a birthday today. He was a 5-time Oscar nominee. Aaron Brockovich, The Bourne Identity, Skyfall. But Big Fish, I think, is the one that stands out the most to me of great performances by Albert Finney.
And a lot of that is his later career, because I think that's what people would think of. But early in his career, man, he did some really good. I mean, the 60s, he was Tom Jones. He did the Tom Jones movie. He played Hercule Poirot in the original Murder on the Orient Express, which is a great movie. I love that movie.
It's still the best movie of that. And that's saying someone, Kenneth Branagh and some other people.
Yeah, Albert Finney was just one of the most charming actors of
great
all
delivery.
Time. Yes.
Great. Yeah, charming is a great way to put it. That's a good one. Looking at Saturday and Sunday birthdays, Saturday, Kenan Thompson is 47.
Wow.
SNL superstar and Mr. SNL. Kind of. He's become kind of Mr. Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, he has.
He's been there longer than anybody. And Lauren has told him more and more times, look, you can stay here. You don't have to leave.
Yeah.
Kenan doesn't necessarily, see there's any. The reason most people leave is, movie career, TV career.
Right. Opportunities, right? Yeah.
SNL has always been that. It's always supposed to be the launching pad for you. It's not supposed to be your whole career.
They were called the not ready for primetime players,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Remember?
Exactly. Yeah. But Kenan kind of got there a little late, had already been a child actor, and really had already had some movie work and stuff. And if the movies aren't calling and he's got nothing else, as far as looking for anything else, why not?
Absolutely.
So I'd love him to stay there until he's 60s, 70s or something. I think that'd be fantastic.
That'd be great.
And he's great. He is good. I see him and I immediately start smiling.
He's fun. He's just a funny guy.
Bono from U2 is 65 tomorrow.
Wow.
Real name, Paul Hewson.
Yes. So he goes with Bono.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with Paul. Mm. So do his family members, they must still call him Paul. His wife and everything, his kids. His kids won't call him Paul, but
Not only that, I would go out of my way in public to call him Paul. Back. Chris Berman is 70 on Saturday.
Wow.
ESPN's catchphrase legend.
Man, he was ESPN. He was there almost from the very beginning. And to me, that's who I think of. I think of Chris Berman and all the different roles he played over the years. His own, he created this amazing persona, you know, of all these, you know, the nicknames and yeah. and his catchphrases. And he's a guy, he doesn't look like he should be on TV.
No.
Seriously. He doesn't have the look, but man, talk about charm, talk about charisma. Man, he's got it in spades.
And let's see here. Oh, Pat Summerall, would have been celebrating a birthday on Saturday. Born in 1930, passed away in 2013. Interesting, those two have share a birthday.
That's right. Of course, he had played in the NFL before he became a broadcaster, but then he was a broadcaster for a long time.
Even though I got to hear him more towards the tail end of his career, mm-hmm. was great.
He was always good.
Him yeah. and Madden were so good together.
One of the best teams of all time.
And quickly looking at Sunday birthdays, Sabrina Carpenter is 26 on Sunday, and Cam Newton is 36. Interesting. All right. Interesting combination. Right. Could not find more two opposite physically people. I don't know if you could find, if you were trying to find the opposite for either one of them, it would be
there. You
the
go, other. But they share a birthday.
That's so interesting.
Birthday butts.
Thanks to everybody celebrating this birthdays and anniversaries with us all week long, and a shout out to our friends at El Cafe. Treat yourself. Get on over there today and wish them a good one from all of us here at WFHR. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Seth and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. You call up and you get it right, and you haven't won anything in 30 days. Boom, just like that, you win yourself a kids and adult meal from our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers.
Yeah.
Big thank you to them. Keep in mind, everybody, as we get closer and closer to Rafter season, this segment might get a little more bonus to it and everything. We'll see.
All right, let's check it out.
But we want you to get ready to call up. And let us know what TV theme song this is. 715-424-2600. Cannot encourage you enough to have the Civic Media app. Just a touch or two away and boom, you can mm-hmm. win yourself some Culvers real quickly that way.
Yep.
Let's go ahead and do it, Seth. Here it is, our theme song, TV theme song for our star of the day. Ooh, I thought we'd get one right away.
Come on, you Fox watchers. There we go.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Let's see if we have ourselves a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
That is Married with Children.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah.
Let us on Al Bundy.
Yes, yes. Oh, well done. Make this official real quick.
All right.
There we go. Can I get your first name?
Michelle,
awesome. Michelle, where are you calling us from?
Wisconsin Rapids.
All right. Got ourselves a Rapids winner. Michelle, you sound like you were. Were you a fan of the show?
I watched it religiously.
Yeah, wow.
Same.
I had hardcore fans.
Absolutely.
And
that just made my dad and I. We had to catch every new episode. Had to.
Really?
Loved it. That show. The Buckingham Fountain going off is one of the more iconic intros to me. And just a great one. And what they actually had to reach out to Frank Sinatra to get mm-hmm. the okay for this. So they show Sinatra the script, and he looks at it, and he's like, what the hell is this? He comes from a time where you wouldn't do TV like that.
No.
He didn't believe it was a real thing. So there's a lot of people that believe that Frank Sinatra agreed to this, not thinking it was ever going to air. He wasn't sure it would. And of course, it was one of the greater theme songs of all time.
It became iconic.
Michelle, thank you so much for listening and playing along. We appreciate you hanging along, getting a little information from you off air, but you're our newest star of the day.
Thank you.
It's awesome. And why am I playing this? Well, because I love the show. You just heard Michelle and I.
Totally, yeah.
On May 5th, actually, in 1997, Married with Children aired its final episode on Fox TV. So it was this week that the final episode of Married with Children aired. It did begin in April 5th in 1987. They aired for a long time, actually, from 87 to 97. 10 years, a 10-year run.
10-year run. That's impressive.
Not going to see many shows ever do that again, I think. Mm-hmm. It's just one of the more, and not only did it, so The Simpsons gets credit for, you know, helping Fox become what it is, and it should in many ways, and mm-hmm. I'm the biggest Simpsons fan in the world, so you're right. But Married with Children It was the benchmark. It was the first TV show on there. It was the first sitcom on Fox. Mm-hmm. And it was the game changer that we needed.
Yeah.
Families have been looking for years. Many James O. Brooks, many other TV mm-hmm. writers have been trying to do what they did. But Fox was a brand new network and could get away with a lot.
They needed
more.
To do something to like make their mark. And that was one of the, there's a couple other things. That was one of the big ones. It was having this kind of edgy, sitcom where not everything worked out in the end, right? When everyone's sitting around laughing.
Every family sitcom, from Family Matters This Is Us, had been influenced by Married with Children. maybe more than Ozzie and Harriet or All in the Family right. or any of these other shows. It is the benchmark of so much youth TV.
Yes.
And generations like ours that were growing up on TV.
Yes, indeed.
And one of the greatest theme songs of all time. We'll take a time out. We'll come back. We'll be listening every Friday for another opportunity to win some free Culvers from our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Wherever you have a Culvers, you got a business that puts back into the community. We greatly appreciate them over there. And we'll be back at this next Friday, everybody. We're going to talk to Michelle. I'm going to make sure to get her information right so I can get it to my agent. She is our newest star of the day. We'll be back with more show coming up. Had to just let it play.
Sorry, that was the extended opening. My gosh. Yeah. I hadn't seen that one in a long time. Wow. Yeah,
just so good. Shout out to Michelle, our newest star of the day.
Yep.
We appreciate her calling up and playing along. And we send a big shout out, of course, to our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Give us the chance to do this.
Absolutely.
Week. Next hour, Seth and I are going to get into some entertainment news. We've got some Mother's Day topics we'll get into before the end of the hour here and extend into next hour as well as we gear up for Mother's Day this weekend.
It's almost here.
But we have to start with, of course, some of the bigger news to break in the last 24 hours right. and the white smoke arriving.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
we have a new pope.
We do.
And there is no doubt in my mind that every single person listening to this right now and every single person in the Midwest knows we have a new pope because he's one of ours, everybody.
That's right.
The pope is a Midwesterner.
Yes, he is, which is so cool.
This coming from Auxiliary Bishop of Archdiocese of Milwaukee, Reverend Jeffrey Haynes. We don't know. He might like custard.
Love it. Love it.
This is wonderful. This yes. is this is great news.
Historic. This is very historic. Yeah.
Similar to what we said with the previous pope being the first mm-hmm. Jesuit pope, being the yep. first Latin American pope.
Yep.
Here it is where the states are getting represented for the first time mm-hmm. with this position.
Yep.
Very noteworthy there. And him being a Midwesterner, I think, is very noteworthy just with what this part of the country means to this country.
Right.
The identity that so much of America has stems mm-hmm. and starts right here in it the does. Midwest. Mm-hmm. I know where I do this show. Nobody is more aware of where, if you are from Illinois, nobody is more aware of where they are when they are in Wisconsin.
Right.
There are plenty of things that let us know this throughout our lifetimes and everything. And I have to say, I've enjoyed the kind of the memes and some of the joking mm-hmm. and everything that's going on. But there's two things I want to say. I want to say one thing to Chicagoans and one thing to the rest of the Midwest. To Chicagoans, how dare you? How dare you try to take him as a Cub fan? From WGN News, our Pope Leo's mm-hmm. brother, John, was reached out to by WGN reporting right away and asked the burning question, Pope Leo, is he a Cubs or Sox fan? Quote, he was never, ever a Cubs fan. So I don't know where that came from. He was always a Sox fan. Don't take this from us. Do you realize the last time any White Sox fan had good news when we've had time we've had? Because I don't know, Seth. I don't have an answer. And I am a diehard Chicago White Sox fan.
20 years? It's been 20 years.
At least. This is how bad it is being a White Sox fan. This qualifies as good news.
Right.
Even though this has, because again, another thing too, my Chicagoans mm-hmm. out there, this means nothing for our sports teams.
No, it doesn't.
This man has been alive a long time.
Yeah.
He's had this title, not the Pope title, but
he's been a cardinal for a while. I mean, yeah.
If that mattered, it would help a lot more teams. It would have helped a long time ago. The Cubs and White Sox might have won a World Series like a long time ago.
It was, you know what started the rumor? It had to have been Cub fans.
Absolutely.
Because they're like, wait, he's from the South Side. Oh, we got to nip this in the bud. And I'm glad to see that the record was straight, because I was like, that sounded wrong. If you're from the South Side, man, why are you being a Cub fan? I'm seriously.
I had nothing but Cub fans in my whole family. And it was literally the only White Sox fan in my whole entire family, both sides of the family.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
gonna, cool. I love that, though.
This one. Yeah. We're not losing.
No, you got to take your victories where you can.
Now, Pope Leo XIV is the first American pope in the church history. There have been 267 popes.
Yes. Long, man.
St. Peter was the first roughly 2,000 years ago.
He was the first bishop of Rome. The actual title of the pope is actually a nickname, by the way. The actual title is the Bishop of Rome, and it's considered through tradition to be, yes, the leader of the Catholic Church, obviously the Roman Catholic Church, of course.
Pope Leo was born Robert Francis Provost at Mercy Hospital on the south side of Chicago in 1955, where the majority of my family was born.
That's cool.
Yeah. He steps into the role of pontiff at the age of 69, turned 70 this September. Until now, a lot of his friends just called him Bob.
Of course.
Pope Bob.
Pope Bob. That sounds so cool. I mean, I'm glad he chose Leo. That's a cool name, you know. And, of course, anytime you get a cool number after it, like 14, that's awesome. Leo the 14th.
Yeah. It makes it so much
but
cooler.
But people are still going to call him Bob. And I like that.
He chose the name Leo because of what it means. And I encourage you to look into that. And it's perfect for the times. And I think he is the perfect pope for the times. Very similar, again, to the previous pope.
To Pope Francis, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He grew up in a nearby suburb of Dalton, near the Indiana border. Went to college at Villanova. His mom was a librarian. His dad was in the Navy and fought in World War II. So there are chances that both of my grandfathers fought alongside
his father. Yeah, that's right.
He's the first American pope and the first North American pope.
Yeah.
And the first pope to come from an English-speaking country in almost 900 years.
That's right, because there was only been one pope from England as well. So there's been a total of two English-speaking popes.
That's amazing.
That's remarkable, yeah.
And even though he is a proud Midwesterner, he spent around two-thirds of his life in Europe and Latin America and speaks five languages: English, Spanish, Italian, French, and Portuguese. Wow. He can also read German and Latin.
Wow.
The opening address in Italian, you would have thought he was in Italian.
With Italian.
The way it was so perfect. It was really well done.
Well, and that tells you something about what he's done over his career in the church. He's been a missionary for the most part. He's gone to where people are in need, and that's where he has gone, which that tells you a lot about who he is.
I understand that when we're talking about this, this is a religious topic. I understand.
It is, yeah.
But it's me talking here and me coming into this. And I came into this, I come into this world coming from a two-faith family.
Right.
A Jewish and Catholic family. Mm-hmm. And growing up with both faiths, along with learning all about Buddhism and so many other religions. Mm-hmm. And I have never, I believe that, you know, something you have something in you that calls you to this faith. And while I respect and love every one of these faiths, I have not had anything call to me. So I don't come to this with any necessarily faith or any of those things. I come to this as somebody who appreciates this position and respects it and looks at it as a world leader, not just a religious leader, and somebody that can hopefully do a lot of good in this world where we could use it.
Exactly, yes.
So I'm very encouraged by all of these things. Yep. Our Pope has been to a Walmart. Our Pope has been to a ball game, man. This is what I think this is what the world could use. And regardless of what faith you have or if you don't have a faith, I think that you can take some beauty from this.
And here's hoping that this is a good, and you know, you hate to put the weight of anything, of any society, on one person or a small group of people, that what he does as the pontiff is it goes to show some more goodwill for, frankly, for Americans, who's right now, our view around the world ain't great. It really isn't great for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah.
And maybe this can help a little bit in the other direction.
The conclave knew what they were doing.
Yeah, they're not dumb.
They're not dumb. The last two, man, this was very...
Really smart move.
Smart on almost every level, whether you're talking marketing, PR, or just faith.
Yep, exactly.
Boom, boom, boom.
They all come into play.
Talking a little Mother's Day now, right. Getting into a little bit of that.
We moved from the father to the mother.
Yes, nicely done, man. Nicely done.
That's what Pope means, by the way, Papa, anyway.
I just wanted to take a step back, let that sit there. That was great. Mother's Day is this Sunday, and if you're planning on celebrating with the mother in your life, then there are three things you can do. Okay. Buy a gift, plan some time with her, or give her a day off.
Yes, or all three.
There's a lot of other things you can do, but those are three of the big ones. And there's some other stuff here. Like, lots of people go the gift route, even if it's something like flowers, a card, or a meal out. Mm. The National Retail Federation says consumer spending on Mother's Day is expected to reach $34.1 billion.
Jeez.
Which is up a notch from $33 billion last year, but down a bit from the record $35 billion back in 2023.
Oh, wow.
Every mother just felt guilty. And you should
see all that money that we're spending on you. And we love to spend that money on you.
We'd spend twice as much of that. Right. You shouldn't feel guilty at all. What does that mean for a random person? On average, people are planning to spend about $259 on Mother's Day gifts.
Woo.
And celebrations. So that includes, you know, if you get a gift, you have dinner.
Dinner, all the stuff. Yeah, go to a show or a movie. Who knows? Yeah, right.
And NRF says that thoughtful gifts are popular. 48% of people want to give unique or something different. 42% want to find a gift that creates a special memory. Mm. And 36% of men are looking to give gift experiences,
which we keep hearing are better, right? We keep hearing this, that people like experiences, like doing stuff. I mean, yeah, it's nice to get a thing, you know, maybe a useful thing or something like that, but what about spending time with people you love doing something fun? Hey, I'm on board with that.
What about the things you can't put a price on?
Yeah. Exactly.
That's the thing. That's the overall theme, whether we're talking Mother's, Father's Day, just regular birthdays. That does seem, you're right, man. That does seem to be the overall theme that we're seeing more and more. The most popular gift item is something that you can't buy for, something you can't pay for, something just an experience.
As we try to break out of our consumer culture at least a little bit, right?
Yeah. Well, and you know, you look at, I can't help, my brain is going to look for silver linings in everything in life. And yes, the economy sucks. It's hard right now for average families, any family, anybody outside of the top 1%, it's tough out there.
And it's going to get worse.
Which is why I ask you to ask all of your politicians, especially when you're going to the voting booth, how much are they suffering? How much can they really, truly relate to the everyday American nowadays?
Right.
But when it comes to that silver lining, I think that one of the things, okay, I don't have as much money to go to the movies or do this, this, or this, but I still want to do something and I still want to experience things. So if I'm going to spend a buck, I'm going to make sure it goes to something, you know, that is going to be an experience I'm going to remember.
Yep.
I like that.
100%.
Moms Online also suggest keeping things simple, like going on a peaceful or non-complaints hike. A no-complaints hike.
Good luck. Man, if I could convince my kids of that, that'd be a coup.
That's great. There's a new list trending on Mother's Day activities that include crafting, cooking classes, going to a show, wine tasting. I tried to take my mom to a show yesterday. or making a memory, doing something different and unexpected, like offering to participate in one of their hobbies, planning a day out in a new neighborhood or town, or making a homemade treat.
Yeah.
Practical gifts are usually a good one, too.
Yes.
And one report online found that Americans might spend less on gifts this year because their budget is a lot tighter these days, which is fine with moms. In a recent survey, mothers said that they trade gifts for free time. They both bonus family time and personal time where they can enjoy some downtime from a busy mom life.
Absolutely.
That can include giving mom the day off to enjoy a nap, taking care of the meals for the day, letting mom enjoy sipping on some lemonade with a book, or her favorite book, or something like that, or just some personal time to pamper themselves.
Yeah,
we were talking about this, Terry and I, yesterday, and Terry, right away, like the spa day is still a thing. You can still go to that one. That is not a bad idea.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I think that one of the more important things to me about Mother's Day, too, is certainly, you know, hey, making your mom stand out, making sure she knows how appreciated and how loved she is. Well,
how
also,
thankful you are.
And for those of us that aren't moms, remembering that this Mother's Day is not just about your traditional mom, but all moms.
Yep.
We're talking stepmoms, foster moms, mothers who are not with us anymore, fur moms, all of the above. We respect and we appreciate and we are thankful for all moms.
People who just felt did like mom like things for you when you were a kid or something like that. They, we figures. Can appreciate all of those people. Yeah.
This world moves because of all of you. We greatly appreciate every single one of you.
We do.
I can tell you right now, not a single Mother's Day gift is going to be enough and equal what it is. I don't care what it is. It's not going
to
equal
and
it.
They don't need, and you know what? They don't need it to be. They have shown that they, I mean, they, any kind of recognition, I think, is very welcome.
I think a great thing to do would be to win some Brewer tickets and take mom to mother to,
take her to a Brewers game.
Take her to see Minnesota versus Brewers May 16th. All you got to do is text us the keyword play, PLAY. Text that to us through the Civic Media app. See if you can win those tickets. We're rooting for you, everybody.
We are.
Text that word to us right now, PLAY. You see if you can get yourself a chance to win these tickets versus the Brewers on the 16th. Seth and I will be back with more show.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the